Welcome back to Boganwood, Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. In today's adventure, we get back into the action as we follow Dingo, Brigo and Sheila into the local pub for a few celebratory drinks after Sheila finally got her fucking Centrelink check. Jimbo's car sped up the road as a number of thoughts crossed his mind. How the fuck had they found Kazza? Shit, he'd been dodging her for months. It was time he stopped underestimating these fuckers. Ever since he'd been involved with Dingo and Brico, it had all turned to fucking shit. He tried to work through his next move. Should he move states? Should he keep running? Or should he just stay the fuck away from Brico and Dingo? No fucking way, he thought as he made his way towards Centrelink. As he pulled his car into the car park, away from the crew sitting in Kaz's car, Jimbo watched as Sheila got back into the car with Brico waving around a dole check. This was far from over, he thought, and there was no fucking way he was going to let them get one over on him again. He quickly made his way to the pub and watched as they all got out of the car, cheering and fucking yahooing. Jimbo watched in silence, waiting for his opportunity to arrive. Sheila turned to Brico. So what the fuck did you say to the Centrelink cunt? Don't you worry your sweetheart about it, Sheila. It's not something you need to know, Brico smiled. Well, I don't fucking care, I guess, but it's time to get some fucking drinking action on, continued Sheila. And then it's back to our place for some goonbag roulette and a hit of the old faithful bong. Dingo watched the interaction from behind and couldn't shake the feeling that everything had been wrapped up in a nice little bow, as usually happens in Boganwood. Things just had a way of working themselves out. And that's when it happened. Get the fuck out of the way, a masked man yelled, running from the pub's open doors, holding a bag and making a beeline for the cars. Dingo didn't know what to do, so he quickly tried to get out of the way as behind the masked man were another two men running with balaclavas over their heads. The man in the lead didn't get clear of Dingo quick enough, so he dropped the shoulder into him and knocked him on his ass. Sheila started yelling, What the fuck are you doing, you strange cunt? Get him, Brico! They hurt me love of me life! Brico turned as another man ran past him and he stuck his leg out, knocking him into the ATM. There was a loud crack and a scream so loud it drowned out the bogan ran in of Sheila for just a moment. Me fucking leg! The masked man yelled. The first guy turned back to find out one of his men was on the ground and yelled, Grab him for fuck's sake and hurry, the pigs are on their way! Brico raced over to help Dingo up as the masked man helped their friend to his feet, screaming and yelling, You fucking bogans, what are you fucking done? He continued yelling as they made their way through the front door. As the masked man raced out into the car park, Brico raced over to Dingo. Due to a recent robbery, the club will be closing. An announcement came in over the loudspeaker. We ask that all patrons remain on the premises until the police have arrived to take your statements.
Fucking hell, Sheila yelled. Just because you stupid cunts can't hold your fucking money, we have to get punished. I'm fucking pregnant, you know. Fuck yous all, I'm going home to smoke a bong and lighting something on fire,
she yelled as Brico, Dingo, and Sheila and Kazza made their way out of the pub. Jimbo watched everything that was occurring. He was already out of the car and making his way to Kazza's car when the masked man raced over and opened the door to the car next to him. See, Jimbo was moving kind of slow, you know, with the old busted leg and all, and he had to hide behind this car, and he listened to the masked man.
What do you mean you fucking dropped the fucking ignition keys? The masked man yelled. For fuck's sake, you stupid cunt! Where did you drop them?
It was when the fucking bogans knocked me over, he cried in pain, holding his leg.
Hey, rabbit! He called over the car. We need to go back in and get him! Help me throw him in the fucking car, he said as he opened the door and threw the injured man in, throwing the bag of money on the front seat.
The two masked men raced back into the pub as Sheila, Brico and Dingo reached Kaz's car.
You owe me fucking money, you stupid fucks, Sheila yelled over at them. I was gonna win a big on the fucking poker machine tonight,
she continued as they made their way into the pub. The masked man glanced over but decided to ignore her as they raced back into the pub looking for the keys.
Let's go fucking home. Today's been a bastard of a day and I need a fucking bong hit, Sheila said to the rest of the crew.
Sheila, I definitely agree with that statement, Brico said. Considering the cops are on the way and after the day we had, it's probably best we should head home, he continued as Kazza started the car and headed towards Sheila and Dingo's place.
Jimbo slowly made his way back to the car. It was hard for him, you know, with the old busted leg.
Oh yeah, and the bag of money he'd taken from the front seat of the car.
Well, old Jimbo is about to come out on top, he said to no one in particular as he got into his car and laughed to himself, watching as Dingo, Bricko, Kazza and Sheila sped off in the opposite direction. Jimbo started his car and started to drive out of town, finally getting away and getting exactly what he deserved. Right?
There they are,
the masked man yelled as they grabbed the keys sitting next to the ATM and raced back out to the car as police sirens started heading around the corner.
Get in the car, he yelled.
The masked man raced off just as the police rounded the corner and made their way into the club. In their haste, they didn't realise something important was missing. Nah, not their unconscious mate in the back of the car, the fucking bag of money. It was a couple of minutes up the road after arguing about where they were going to hide that they realised the cash wasn't in the car.
Where the fuck is the money?
The leader yelled.
I was with you, what do you mean where is the money? His mate responded as the leader slammed on the brakes, racing around to the back door and slapping his mate with a busted leg.
Awake! Where's the fucking money, dickhead?
He yelled over and over again as his mate slipped in and out of consciousness.
The fucking money, you fucking idiot!
He yelled and started to slap him harder and harder.
It was the bargains! It was the bargains that did it!
He mumbled.
What do you mean the fucking bargains? What fucking bargains?
His mate passed out again, and that's when he put it together. Well, so he thought anyway. Old Sheila said she was going to get the money and must have taken a chance while they were back in the pub.
Fucking Sheila!
He yelled out loud as he jumped back in the front seat.
I know where she fucking lives!
He yelled to Rabbit, who sat in the front seat and started the car up, heading towards Sheila and Dingo's place. The phone rang once. Twice. Three times before it answered.
Hello? This is Beryl. How may I help you?
She asked into the phone, listening intently at the person on the other end.
What do you mean you lost the fucking money?
She yelled.
What do you mean Sheila's got the fucking money?
She yelled again.
Get my fucking money, Pat, or we will have a problem. And you know how I feel about problems,
she yelled, slamming down the phone.
Fucking Sheila, I want my fucking club money!
So that's where we leave Sheila, Dingo and Bricko as they head into a big amount of danger. And let's face it, it's all a misunderstanding and Beryl seems a very compassionate type, right? Well, only time will tell. So come back to Bogwood to find the answers to the question, what will happen to Bricko, Dingo and Sheila? How the fuck did Jimbo get so lucky? And who the fuck is Pat? Come back to Bogwood and find the answers to these and many more as Bogwood Season 2 continues. And remember what they always say in Bogwood, you can beat an egg, but you can't fucking beat a root.
You just experienced Bogwood. Go to bogwood.com for more awesome shows or check them out on iTunes or Stitcher.